فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Tajweed podcast. Great to have you with us. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. This is the 15th episode regarding Nun Sakina and Tanween. And we have come up to the rule of Ikhfa. Then, inshallah, in the next episode, we complete what's left in the Ikhfa, then the Qalb, the last rule of Nun Sakina and Tanween. Then we will have a quiz, a little test to complete and to achieve what we have so far learned. Inshallah, today we are going to complete the rest of last week's episode, which is about the idgham. And we have talked about the idgham, and we mentioned in the last episode about the words that I have called al-idhar al-mutlaq. And the words are dunya and sinwan, qinwan and bunyan. These four words in the Quran have been mentioned without any ghunna and without any idgham. So because they come in one word. And we have mentioned that in the rules of tajweed in Nun Sakina and Tanween, specifically for idgham, does not accept to have the idgham in two separate words. So the idgham must come within one word. But we complete also to say that the idhar al-mutlaq should also come in some other words in the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the beginning of Surah Yasin and the beginning of Surah Nun wal-Qalam. So if you want to have a look at the word Yasin, at the end of Sin is a Nun Sakina, then the following letter would be the Waw. So the Waw is one of the letters of idgham, and the letters of idgham yanmu or yuminu that have been collected in mnemonic verse or mnemonic aid or device. This is to help us to remember. The ulama have collected all the rules of tajweed and most of the, even the fiqh and tafsir and qiraat, and the ulama have collected them in mnemonic aid, so the students can remember them. So we have remembered that yanmu ya nun mim wa, or yuminu ya waw mim nun, similar. It's just a different word. Yanmu means progressing and developing, and yuminu means believing. So these four letters, whenever the nun sakina and tanween followed by one of these four letters, the idgham bighunna has to be performed there. So when we insert this nun sakina within the one of the following letters, then we perform and say man ya'mal or miwal. Now we have the waw followed by nun sakina and tanween. Yasin is a nun sakina. In this matter, the riwayah, bi riwayat Hafs an Asim min tariq al-Shatibiyya, we should not make that idgham bi ghunna. All we have to do is, it's called al-idhar al-mutlaq, the total idhar, which means the noon has to be appeared normally with its makhraj and its body. So you would say, Yasin wal-Qur'an al-Hakim. Of course, without making that pause, I'm just trying to explain. And similar with the noon wal-Qalam. You would say Noon والقلم وما يسطرون. So without making that idgham bighunna. And also there is another word in the Quran in Surah Al-Qiyamah, which has also a pause, one of the sakatat of the Quran that are compulsory in the Quran al-Karim, in the riwayah of Hafs min tariq al-Shatibiyya, وقيل من راق. So when you reach that part, you wouldn't say waqila man waqila marraq. You make that idgham bila ghunna. In other qiraat exist that idgham bila ghunna, and the sect and the pausing does not exist in the other qiraat. It's not the time to mention that qiraat, but we are talking about riwayat Hafs min tariq al-Shatibiyya, which is the most of the common Muslims around the world recite in this manner. So you would say that pause, and the sect you pause, and then you continue to say the ra. You say, وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقُ. you make that properly. So these are the words. But we need to mention one thing, that in Surah Al-Shu'ara and Surah Al-Qasas, there's also al-huruf al-muqatta'a, like Noon wal-Qalam and Alif Lam Mim and Yasin. So it's called al-huruf al-muqatta'a, the words and the letters that are shown disconnected, but they get sometimes connected in one word, like Ta, Sin, Mim, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Saad, Ha, Mim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf, Nishura, for example. So Ta, Sin, Mim, in Surah Al-Shu'ara and Surah Al-Qasas, there is idgham. So whenever you come across this surah, Surah Al-Shu'ara and Surah Al-Qasas, you make that idgham, Sin with Mim. So if you say, for example, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, you would say طاسيم ميم. So you make طا 2 seconds and سين 6 seconds and ميم 6 seconds, which you make the مد, but you make that إدغام with a سين ميم. So this is in Surah Al-Shu'ara and Surah Al-Qasas. Today, inshallah, we're going to move forward a little bit, and we're going to talk about Ikhfa. But before we talk about Ikhfa, I would like to mention that the sign and the symbol in the Qur'an, in Ilm al-Dabt, which is the script and the signs of the Qur'an al-Kareem, that the ulama have mentioned and showing that script, the tashdeed and the symbol of Shadda, like a little bird, the kids call it, little bird, comes above the complete idgham. The complete idgham that I mentioned before, that it comes in the lam and the ra and the wa and the noon and the mim. So these four letters have complete idgham. And we mentioned the complete idgham. If you haven't heard this last episode, please go back and look at it and listen to it. You will benefit, inshallah. So the symbol that ulama have mentioned to recognize it in the Quran, that there is a tashdeed or a shadda above the following letters. They have idgham, complete idgham, the noon, the mim, the lam, and the ra. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about the ikhfa. And what is the meaning of ikhfa linguistically? It means the covering. Or it means not to show, not to appear. But here, we are talking about the noon, sakina, and tanween. The noon, the sound of the noon, its makhraj would be covered, would not be showing, and would not be audible. But there will be something replacing that. It's called the ghunna. So the ghunna will be there. And when we talk about, this is linguistically, and when we talk about the technical meaning istilahan, the ikhfa means it is to pronounce the noon sakina or tanween in a manner or a state that is between the izhar and between the idgham. And we have mentioned the reason why do we do izhar and we pronounce the noon sakina properly without the ghunna, because it is far away from the makharij of the throat. The ha and the kha and the ayn and the ghain and so on, the six letters are far away. That's why we do the izhar of the noon. And why do we do the idgham? Because they are close to the makharij. So either they are close or they are far. But in between, there is something. It's called the state that in between. So it is, they say in Arabic, halatun bayna. So that hala, or that state in between, required to have that ghunna, but the makhraj of the noon sakina itself, and the sound of the body of the noon will disappear, but the ghunna remains there. Now, the letters of ikhfa are 15 letters. Al-Imam Al-Jamzuri, in his Manzuma Al-Jamzuriya, a great scholar from Egypt, from Al-Azhar, long time ago, have wrote in Egypt this Manzuma, and it's really all the most of the Muslim schools around the world and Darul Uloom, they use this Al-Jamzuriya or Al-Jazariya. And he says, صف ذا ثنا كم جاد شخص قد سما دم طيبا زد في تقى ضع ظالما. The letters are collected, the 15 letters of ikhfa are collected in this mnemonic verse that help the student and help us to remember them. So let's see. The sad, the zal, the tha, the kaf, the jim, the sheen, the qaf, the sin, the dad, and the dha. Sif, the, thana, kam, jada, shakhsun, qad, sama, dum, طيبة, dal and ta, ضَع, ظالمة, 15 letters. So the 15 letters of Arabic language are collected in this verse and this mnemonic aid to help us to remember them. Now, how do we do the ikhfa? The questions comes all the time. The ulama mentioned that you bring the tongue slightly out of the makhraj of the noon. You don't touch the top as we have mentioned in the idhar. You bring it down slightly and you bring the letter that it's coming, for example, if it's coming from the aqsa lisan, which is the farthest part of the makhraj of the tongue, such as the qaf and the kaf, and you would say min, as you say min min qabl or mank mankana, you bring it close to that side and you make the khunna. Another example, if you wanted to pronounce, for example, the sheen, you would say the same thing. Manshura. As you wanted to say the sheen, but you don't say it yet until you precede it with ghunna, then after you will mention the sheen. And similarly for the sin, you close your top teeth and the bottom teeth together and you make that sound of the sin or the sad, and you would say, for example, the example for the sin, I say ما ننسخ من آية, for example the sin, or من تنوين, you would say ورجلا سلما, and the examples of the Quran are a lot there. The most important is how to pronounce it, how to recite that ikhfa. And the last thing I would like to mention is that to be careful. Whenever we make that ikhfa, we have to preserve the quality of the letters of ikhfa. For example, there are 15 letters. Among them, there are letters of tafkhim, which means we are going to study later on and mentioned about the letters of ikhfa, tafkhim and tarqiq, which is the heavy mouth, full mouth, or light ones, the empty mouth. So, khusadartin qidh, for example, among them, there will be the sad, dad, the ta, and the qaf, and the dha. So if you mention, come across of one of the full mouth letter, you would say, you make it full mouth before you pronounce. And because the sad itself is a full mouth, and make the ghunna also will have the same quality. So you would say, another example of tafkhim, so you would say the same thing. And example of qaf, as I mentioned before, also you would say, for example, yanqalib. So you'd say, you wouldn't say yanqa yanqa. You'd say yanqalib. And be careful not to make the ya mufakham, but you make the ghunna mufakham. You make the ghunna have that heavy full mouth. The examples in the Quran are a lot about that. The rest of the letters, beside the sad, dad, ta, and qaf, and dha, well, there are 5 letters. The 10 letters, all of them are tarqiq. Say, for example, we have walitunzira. So you would say with tarqiq that ghunna. Min ذكر, and أنكالا. So this is the example, and just to remember, just to bring the side of your tongue. Is it the side or the tip or the back of the letters or the middle of the tongue? According where the letter is coming from, the 15 letters, you make it close to that side, and before you say the sound of the letter, you make that ghunna preceding, and then you would say it. For example, I give you a simple example which anybody can remember. If you want to say the fa, the top teeth, the two, the thanaya, the incisors, bring them down to the lips, you would say fa or f. So If you want to say the ikhfa with a fa, you would say it in this manner. Example, yunfiqoon. You would say, you bring your teeth, top teeth, close to the lips, yunfiqoon. And then you make the ghunna, but you don't pronounce the fa. Then when the ghunna has preceded, then you make that pronunciation of the letter fa. Jazakum Allahu khayran for listening. Inshallah, just as a summary, quickly, we have mentioned a little bit about the total izhar, that there are dunya, ad-dunya, sinwan, qinwan, bunyan, and also noon wal qalam, yasin wal quran, do not make any idgham bi ghunna in this manner, in these two surahs in the Quran at the beginning, and also waqila man raq in Surah Al-Qiyamah because of the sect. The only thing you make in Surah Al-Shu'ara and Surah Al-Qasas, the beginning, you make Ta-Sim Mim. You make that idgham bi ghunna. That's and also we have mentioned that the sign of Tashdeed, the complete sign, complete idgham, they have a sign of Shadda in it in the Quran, which is the Noon and the Mim and the Ra and the Lam. That's called the complete idgham. And we have mentioned in the Ikhfa there are 15 letters, and it is collected in mnemonic verse of Imam al-Jamzuri, Sif dha thana kam jad shakhsun qad samadun tayyiban zid fi tuqadha zalima. Inshallah, next week I will explain the meaning of the verse. But for this time, inshallah, I'd like to keep it short. Please leave a comment and send an email. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim minat taji wal hula.